All right, on this day before Thanksgiving, do you have your home decorated for the holidays yet, or are you going to do that this weekend? I can almost guarantee that it's not going to take as many man hours to do your home as it does to do the beautiful home that is the Sanilac County Historic Museum. Joining us right now from the museum up in Port Sanilac, Dawn Malik. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And you guys all ready for the holidays there?
We are. We have to start early because we have so much to do there. But, yep, we are done. The first floor of the beautiful Luke Harrison Mansion is all decorated for Christmas, and we are ready for guests.
It takes a lot of people to do this, doesn't it?
We had over 30 people. And just a reminder that everybody at the museum, basically, besides myself and my assistant, everyone is a volunteer. So more than 30 volunteers showed up to help decorate, and it took well more than 100 hours.
Man, oh man, that's amazing. And people love to decorate for the holidays there, don't they?
They do, and you know, our decorators get to, I'm going to put air quotes around the word shop, they get to shop in our basement where we have tote after tote after tote of the most spectacular Christmas decorations. So the decorators, the volunteers, they really get carte blanche, pretty much. They can decide what they want to do, how they want to decorate their rooms. And I say this every year, I know I do, but I think this year the trees are my most favorite.
Yeah.
They, we have four Christmas trees. So in the south parlor, we have a tree, a 7-foot tall tree that's done with poinsettias, and it's decorated from top to bottom. And then the room matches the poinsettias, complements it beautifully. In our north parlor, which is where we have our biggest tree, the tree and the room are decorated in blues and greens and silvers. It is truly spectacular. The dining room is really done with kind of a Victorian bent to it, and the colors are pinks and mauves and pearls and creams, just absolutely lovely. And then our final room, the dining room, is done in pretty traditional reds and golds. Truly, it is really something to see.
Such a beautiful home, and to see it decorated like that for Christmas is really special, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it's just a great way to kick off the season. And to do that, we have three events coming up this weekend. The first one is our mini Christmas portrait sessions. This is new for us this year. You know, lots of photographers are out there doing Christmas sessions and, you know, doing beautiful work, I'm sure. But what's different about our sessions, we're working with Flower Street Photography. All of the photos are taken in the beautiful museum, and you're just not going to get that anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, along with the four beautiful rooms that we have, our staircase, we have a hand-carved staircase that is spectacular, and it's decorated with flowers and garlands and lights, and that is a favorite place for everybody to take photos. So you can bring your family in and have your photos taken, you know, wherever you'd like, pretty much in the mansion.
Do you have to reserve a time for that, Dawn, or can people just come?
You do. You do. And we do have several slots that are still available.
Okay.
So this is on this Saturday, the 30th. And we have times from beginning at 9 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And the photo sessions are good for up to 6 people. You get 5 to 10 digital images for that. And the cost is only $75, and a portion of that goes to the museum to support our programming. So,
terrific.
You know, you get fantastic pictures at a very, very reasonable price. Other photographers in the area are charging up to $200, and they don't have the beautiful mansion to have their photos taken in.
Right.
So I can give your listeners a phone number to call.
Yeah, please.
If they would like to reserve a spot.
Mm-hmm.
So they can call Flower Street Photography at 586-524-6311. Or they can also call me at the museum, and I can easily put them in touch.
All right. What else is going on this weekend?
That same evening on the 30th, we have our annual open house. And this is always a wonderful event. It's open to the community. It's free. Basically, our board members host this event and just welcome the community into the beautifully decorated home. So not only do you get to see how gorgeous the house is, but we have live musicians, we have Christmas caroling, we have a beautiful Christmas cookie buffet that'll just knock your socks off. So it's just really a lovely time. And again, like I said, just a great way to kick off the season. We've had such interest this year in this event that I decided to make free tickets available at eventbrite.com. just to help us better manage the crowds a little bit and mm-hmm. make things more comfortable for our guests.
Okay.
So folks can choose between attending from 6 to 7 p.m. or 7 to 8 p.m. And just a little secret between you and I, chances are if people came and they didn't have their Eventbrite ticket, I would probably still find room for them.
I bet you would.
But it just really helps us manage things a little better if people
sure.
do go to eventbrite.com.
All right, fair enough. And then you also offer self-guided tours as well, don't you?
We do. This is the second year we're doing this. You know, a couple years ago when I first took this position, people were upset that for whatever reason they weren't available during our, you know, free open house to the community. And they still wanted a chance to see the mansion all decorated. So we started on Sunday, which this year is December 1st. We offer $5 self-guided tours of the mansion. So folks can drop in. We will have docents, actually, in costume that will be available to answer questions and share a little bit of information. So that's $5 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. And they can come anytime between 1 and 4 on Sunday.
All right. And it's all at the Sanilac County Historical Village and Museum, which is located, once again, Dawn, where?
It's at 228 South Ridge Street, which is actually M25. And any of your listeners that are coming from the Port Huron area, we're up about 40 minutes north on M25. So worth the drive. Trust me, it is very, very worth your time. We would love to have you come and visit.
Well, Dawn, thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays. Enjoy the season.
You too, Paul. Just one more thing. I want to tell your listeners that they can visit us on Facebook at the Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum. They can visit us on our website at sanilaccountymuseum.org, or they can call me in the office at 810-622-9946.
As easy as that. Dawn, thanks so much.
You too, Paul. Have
Take
a good
care.
Holiday.
You too. Bye-bye.